Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have a very special guest on the line. His name is Ron Corey, and for those that have been listening to the show for a while, you may remember the previous episode that I recorded with Ron, and today we're going to be talking about his book, Tenacity, A Vegas Businessman Survives Brooklyn, the Marines, Corruption, and Cancer to Achieve the American Dream. So, Ron, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, man, Ron. So as soon as I saw this booked on the calendar, I'm like, oh, man, I get to talk to Ron again. I'm excited to get into his book and introduce him to some of my audience and the new audience that maybe haven't heard of the book yet. And so this will be fun. So first off, just to get the audience warmed up, tell me a little bit more about your background and kind of how you got on this journey to creating this book.
Sure. Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. And at the age of 19, I enlisted in the Marine Corps. After a couple of years of active duty service, I had a last duty station in California, which introduced me to a small and relatively new town, Las Vegas. And back in 1973, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I moved here and became a casino dealer. After a couple of years of doing that, became a realtor, purchased a gaming tavern, and ended up parlaying that one business into nearly 20 other businesses of various areas of industry, and went into the limo business, printing, wholesale glass and mirror, automobile dealerships. And in 2015, sold what was left of my businesses and pretty much retired, thinking that I was at an age ready to retire. But then within less than a year, got bored with that and had to figure out what to do with the rest of my life. And one of my attorneys recommended telling a story that he thought the world would be interested in, which is not only the developing of many businesses, but one such business, a casino in an outlying city to Las Vegas. I encountered a corrupt city councilman and a corrupt police detective who were going into competing businesses I didn't know at the time and would stop at nothing to eliminate me as a competitor in their town. So they participated in a scheme to hit me with trumped-up criminal charges, keeping me so busy fighting off prosecutors, I couldn't focus on growing my casino license prior to a new state law being enacted that would limit future growth. And the book revolves around that encounter while telling the rest of the story that was my life, how I overcame those challenges, and how perseverance, determination, and ultimately a level of tenacity will help people succeed in a world full of unexpected challenges.
What a great story. And when I remember hearing this, and it's one of the reasons why the book stuck with me, is it reads almost like a movie, right? Like this is a plot to a movie.
Oh, I actually have been contacted by three different movie makers two in Hollywood, one in New York City, about taking my story after they've read it to the screen or made for TV or Netflix type movie. And we've continued a dialogue, but then of course the pandemic hit and New York City shut down for a year, and it sort of threw off all the exciting things that were coming, and we're just starting to get going again now that the world is turning back on.
What are some of the things that you hope readers get out of this book? Like as they go through it, as they go through your story, of course, entertainment's one of them, which, by the way, you're just an entertaining guy. You've lived a heck of a life. You've been in some very interesting places, just even geographically, during different points of the country's history, I'll say. So I think there's just a lot there. But what are some of the things that you hope readers get from this?
Well, when it began, it was just sort of telling a story, which many of the reviewers that have posted reviews on my website have said it, as they read the book, it was just sort of sitting with me having a drink as I told a story. And I wanted the book to have that kind of feel, that it wasn't, you didn't feel like you were reading a book. You felt like someone was telling you an interesting story. And I didn't go into it with the intention to motivate and inspire people, but in telling people about some of the challenges I encountered, it ended up being quite an uplifting, inspirational tale, while not a tale exactly, it's a true story of my life. And it served many purposes, and I've had an uncountable number of people that have told me how this book inspired them to go back and fight a fight for their business or their personal life that they thought, oh, you can't fight City Hall, I'm just going to give this one up. And when they saw what I did, how I did it, and up to and including confronting my accuser, taking them to the Supreme Court, succeeding in ethics commission challenges against him, and different ways of ultimately winning when there were battles, people have made me feel very good that I may have inspired them to achieve greater things in their lives. In fact, last week I had a very interesting thing, nothing like it ever happened before, but a national company called Ameriprise Financial Services asked me to be a guest speaker at their dinner, and they had nearly 100 people there, and I had never stood up and spoken about myself for a full 60 minutes, but it ended up going very well. There was an interesting Q&A at the end of it, and then people lined up for me to sign books for them. So even at the age of 69, I'm finding new things to keep me challenged and interested in waking up every day and being productive.
Wow, what an amazing story! And congrats on the speaking opportunity and the fact that you got up and you did it, talked for a full hour, and that's a big honor and big thing to be contacted. So I think sometimes, it's gratifying to see, and I love this about you sharing your story, and I always encourage people to write books and to do that. And of course I may be biased on that end, right? We're a publisher, so we sell books, so we help people get published. So I'm biased on that end, but I always like to hear it from the author's point of view. Like, what would be your advice for somebody out there that's also, you know, they have a story, they have something that they want to tell, and maybe they're not, of course, like you have that off benefit, right, that you didn't maybe see, is that by sharing your story, you were able to help and inspire others, which initially that wasn't maybe the complete reason you did it, but it's what's happened, and I see that happen time and time again. So that happens all the time with people that I see when they're published. But what would you tell people out there, again, that are sitting on a story or they have something that they want to share and about like going out there to do their book? Because there's something that you did here is you crossed over from the unpublished to you're in a book now. You got your book, you got your story out there. What would you tell them?
Well, I'd say as they go through life, now this sort of advice, there's one level of advice for younger folks and then another one for people later on in years, but what I did as my life started taking many turns from being a casino dealer and then growing from one tavern to almost 20 businesses, I started maintaining a legal pad with an outline of things, thinking in years to come I may not remember certain interesting, exciting or challenging things that occurred as they occurred. So people ought to think that the things that happen in their lives might be interesting, and they might not remember them all accurately. So maintaining an outline, because when I decided to write a book, I went back into a file cabinet where this legal pad had been used by me for 40 years.
Really? Wow.
About things in my life that helped me write a book. So as I began writing, and this is another bit of advice, I peck at a keyboard with two fingers. I'm not a very fast typist. So after I put down a chapter or two and saw how long it took me to take my outline and get it into some printed form for an editor to look at, I went to someone who had done this before as a public relations advisor and also an author in his own right, met with him, we agreed on a price, and I told him I would do much better sitting down with you over many hours and telling you my story from A to Z and have you put it on paper. Well, of course, we live in a digital world now, so that makes it a lot easier. And I sat with two gentlemen, Brian Ruff and Bob Burris, for four-hour segments over the course of nine different meetings. And in the totality of 36 hours of meetings over several months, told my story from being a teenager in Brooklyn, shining shoes for 10 cents a shine in the 1960s at a subway stop, trying to make money for myself, to where I am today. And they fed me three or four chapters at a time for me to review and edit. And that worked out better for me. And then once we got to what we felt was a final product, there are people that are purely editors that I hired to fine-tune it into the book that it ultimately became. And that would be the advice I would give someone, is hire good people, surround yourself by good people, and if you decide to tell your story in a book, do it right. Don't do it poorly and later regret it, that you could have done a better job, because I have no regrets. I am very happy with the final product.
Oh, that's awesome. And I get it. And the thing is to me is that if you don't take that step, if you don't, and at whatever stage of life you're at, and when you feel that you have something to offer and that you want to tell your story, if you don't take that step to write in a book, then it's gone, right? Like, it's just like, if it's not in something, if there's not a book, if there's not a movie, if there's not something about it, then that story is gone at some point. And I think about like my grandfather, and when I think about like a lot of people in my family, like man, he had an interesting story, but as time goes on, some of those things get forgotten. Like, I don't remember all those stories from when I was a kid or things like that. And now, you know, unfortunately it's too late, but like those stories can't necessarily be written firsthand anymore. But that's why I tell people all the time, like, get your story down. Like, you don't, it doesn't have to be this project where you want to be this book person or this author, or you want to sell a million copies, or you're going like all these other things. It doesn't even have to be a business around it. It could be something that you're just even leaving behind as your legacy, right, to future generations, whether it's in your family or otherwise.
No, that's exactly my motivation, because the people that I hired asked me what my goal was to ensure that I didn't have unrealistic goals. And I said, I'm not intending to make money with this. I know how hard it is to make money with books, unless it becomes a movie, of course. But I want my kids to be able to know what it was like to enjoy the life I could provide them, how I got there, maybe motivate them to do better, and in so doing, educate other people with what I did when there were seemingly insurmountable obstacles in my path. And whether it was a Marine Corps mentality or something in my DNA, never let failure be an option, and find a way to overcome the challenge you're faced with and come out the other side proud of your accomplishment. And in so doing, this book, Tenacity, is a piece of work I'm very proud of, with not only getting the story told for my kids to enjoy and appreciate, but for the world to enjoy. And you know, a side thing that occurred was, after the book was finished, I did some research and found out that 25% of all books sold today are sold in audio form, which I didn't know. But that was a higher percentage than I thought it would be. So I applied some thought to it, and I thought, well, if a quarter of all the books sold are in audio form, I'd like my audio book to be killer. I want it to be great. So I hired a familiar voice, and I interviewed different options, and I ended up selecting an actor named Michael Madsen, who people may know from Reservoir Dogs and Donnie Brasco fame. And we located his agent. We negotiated a deal. I brought him to Las Vegas for a week, put him in a room in the Bellagio, and hired a sound studio for 8 hours a day for five straight days. And he and I would pick him up and take him to the soundstage, and he would read my book in its entirety into a format that, that they could edit. And ultimately, it's not only a book on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and hardcover, but it's also in Audible in the voice of Michael Madsen, something I'm very proud of.
Ah, what's amazing. And I love that you said do it right, and you did it right, and you're doing it right, and it's awesome to help support and to continue to get this message out here in this book out there. So Ron, as always, I mean, a pleasure having you on the show. That being said, if somebody, I'm sure we'll work together again, and we're going to keep on supporting you over at Mission Matters and make sure that we keep on getting the word out about your book. If somebody's listening to this right now and they want to learn more about the book or in your background and pick up a copy, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, there's a website dedicated to the book. It would be important for them to know how to spell my name. It is Ron Khoury, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com. And the website for the book has a photo gallery that they might find interesting, a summary of many aspects of the book, and then an option on linking directly to Amazon through my website to purchase the book or the audio file to their phone or computer.
Wonderful. Well, Ron, as always, a pleasure having you on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Definitely pick up a copy of Ron's book and that audio version as well. I'll have a link in the show notes so that you can just head right on over to Ron's website so we make it nice and easy for you. And don't forget, if you're listening to us for the first time, hit that subscribe button. We definitely have many more mission-based business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives coming on the line for you, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Ron, as always, great connecting with you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Adam, and it was wonderful speaking with you again.